Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Our Real Identity. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 10 to 11, and have been clothed with the new man that is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created it. Here there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Ada became born again and started attending a Bible-believing church, she noticed something peculiar. The Igbo women in the congregation were especially warm toward her when they discovered she was Igbo. They frequently invited her to their homes, and she soon realized that most major ethnic groups within the church had formed their own informal unions. As she grew in her walk with the Lord, she began to recognize a hidden issue in her heart: tribalism. Though she couldn't quite explain it at first, she sensed that this mindset was not aligned with her new life in Christ. It wasn't until she read Colossians 3:10 to 11 that she fully understood the problem. Being a new creation in Christ meant that her primary identity was no longer tied to her earthly heritage. She saw how this perspective had been limiting her spiritually, even affecting her ability to fulfill her ministry. Convicted by the Holy Spirit, she cried out to the Lord in repentance and sought His help in renewing her mind. Many believers today fail to walk in the fullness of their inheritance in Christ because they still hold on to racism or tribalism. They continue to define themselves primarily by earthly identities, rather than by their identity in the Spirit. In Christ, every believer belongs to one new race. We are all citizens of heaven. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, Igbo or Yoruba, barbarian or Scythian, white or black. Christ is all and in all. To walk in the Spirit, we must see ourselves in the Spirit. Go into today remembering that those who define themselves only by their earthly identity will miss out on the full benefits of their heavenly identity. Thank God, because your true identity is in Christ. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 12 to 14. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 12 to 14.
Psalm 12, for the director of music according to Sheminith, a psalm of David.
Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail, our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us?
Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now arise,
says the Lord.
I will protect them from those who malign them.
And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined seven times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked, who freely strut about while depravity is honored by the human race.
Psalm 13, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say,
I have overcome him.
And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me.
Psalm 14, for the director of music, of David.
fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the human race to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.